And here's a warning to men. Proverbs 5, the Bible says, verse 15, this is where men fail. Okay? It's, you know, drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well. Verse 15. Let the fountains be dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind in the pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. Well, husband, be faithful. Love your wife. Don't be going after other women. You know, don't be looking at other women. And look at verse 20. It says, "And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord." See, God's watching what we do. He's watching where our eyes are watching. And he pondereth all his goings. And you know, our wife ponders all of our goings too. Okay? Our wife's eyes ponder where our eyes are wandering too. Just keep that in mind. Not only is your wife watching, but God's watching. Malachi chapter 2. I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to steamroll through this. But Malachi chapter 2, if you're taking notes. Malachi chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible says, "Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and with crying out, as insomuch that he regardeth not the offering anymore, or receiveth it with good will at your hand." Verse 14. "Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant." Okay? Don't deal treacherously with the wife of thy covenant. That marriage covenant that God expects us to keep. Man and wife are fulfilling our roles. And did he not make one? Verse 15. "Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one? That he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith, he hateth putting away." God hates the putting away. He hates divorce. Okay? "For the Lord God of Israel has said, he hateth putting away." He hates it. God hates it. Amen. So who are we to say that we're going to get a divorce?